From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star the Claverick and Ghent planning boards have split on whether to grant a special permit and site plan approval for the proposed Ginsberg's Foods expansion plan. The two boards met in a special combined meeting Monday, November 10th. Following a lengthy discussion, the Claverick board unanimously approved the applications, while the Ghent board overwhelmingly rejected the proposal. Members of the Ghent board said they would be willing to work with Ginsberg's if the company wished to reapply. Both planning boards agreed to continue to work together if the food distributor wished to continue to pursue the project. Ginsberg's new warehouse and maintenance facility would be built on Route 66 directly across from the Gerald R. Simmons Industrial Park. Once complete, the building's total footprint would be approximately 300,000 square feet and include a 65,000 square foot freezer and an 8,400 square foot maintenance building. Read the full story in the Register Star. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, Hudson's Board of Estimate and Apportionment has recommended a tax increase of 2.97% next year over the objections of Mayor William H. Hellenbeck Jr. The Board of Estimate and Apportionment is composed of the City Treasurer, Common Council President, and the Mayor. The Mayor presented the proposed 2015 city budget to the Common Council Monday, November 10th, but used much of his speech to urge the Council to vote down the increase. Hellenbeck said as of Wednesday, the planned increase to the tax levy was 1.5%, but Treasurer Heather Campbell and Council President Don Moore came to him Thursday proposing an additional increase of 1.43% to establish a new capital reserve fund. Hellenbeck said, quote, "While I agree with the concept of money reserves, I will not burden taxpayers with additional taxes greater than the original agreed 1.5% for this purpose, regardless of the amount," unquote. A public hearing on the budget will be held Tuesday, November 18th. Council must vote on the spending plan before November 30th. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting the average retail gasoline price in New York State fell another 2.2 cents per gallon last week, coming in at $3.31 per gallon. The national average, meanwhile, fell 2.6 cents per gallon to $2.94, according to the website NewYorkStateGasPrices.com. New York's average gas price on Sunday was 24 cents per gallon lower than the same day a year ago, and nearly 25 cents lower than a month ago. Mid-Hudson gasoline prices can be found online at dailyfreeman.com/gasbuddy. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 63. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 50. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly between 9 a.m. and noon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 61. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 30. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow showers between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Then a slight chance of snow showers after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 30. And Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 40. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 6:41 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:37 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 55 minutes. For public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month and Veterans Day is observed. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed. Post offices, banks, and school districts are also closed today. WGXC's Fundraising Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at 704 Columbia Street, second floor in Hudson, 697-7400. This group provides leadership with respect to fundraising events and major donor gifts for WGXC 90.7 FM. The advisory committee meets on the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Those seeking to take an active role in WGXC's fundraising efforts are welcome to join the advisory committee and should contact station manager Lynn Sonnecker at lynn@wgxc.org to learn more. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.